Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, huntay, we are going to be discussing January 27th with Uranus going direct in Taurus. So, we're going to hit a brief musical transition tune, and I'll see you there. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. So today we are going to briefly discuss January 27th. Uranus will be going direct in Taurus, 19 degrees. So this is ending the ride for Uranus, hunties. All right, and this is going to be really opening and welcoming new doors of opportunity. You know, for the past few months, you may have felt like the energy has been stale, hasn't really been too flexible. So now is that time where you're going to have open room to do so. You could be taking on tons of new change in all areas of life, and you could be looking at different areas that may need grounding or balance. And it's really like, where's stagnation coming from, right? We're like looking and figuring out where it's rooted from and taking some, you know, progress towards either fixing it or trying something new or being open to work with what we have. Now, during this time, there will be a lot of different unexpected changes, and, you know, certain ones could happen with the quickness, really fast, unexpected, but these changes are going to be bringing growth, liberation, and shifts, especially for the collective, in a very profound way. And the planet of Uranus is really about rapid change, freedom, progression, and movement. And during this time, stay open and flexible to new opportunity. Now, some crystals I'm going to recommend is going to be Liberite for wisdom and trust and clarity, Moonstone for growth, strength, and change. And, you know, a little ritual-wise, try something new. If something is sparking your interest or sparking joy in your soul, try it. See what happens. See what you come up with. You know, you never know where you can find your passions. So we're going to get a little brief message for this upcoming transit. And yeah, let's get into it. So we're going to get a little quick message and see what messages Spirit has for the collective during Uranus going direct in Taurus for January 27th. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective. A message for Uranus going direct in Taurus. Please and thank you. All right, Spirit. Messages do you have for the collective regarding Uranus going direct in Taurus? All right, we have intuitive nudges. So your intuition is the language of the soul, and we are born with an aware, with a profound sense of inner knowing. And the intuition is really one of the greatest gifts that we possess, and it keeps us connected to the higher self and the universe and divine spirit. So there's going to be a lot of different things that are going to be coming in, nudging you, and your intuition is going to come in line and be like resonating with some things that are going to be drawing your attention, opening your eyes in a profound way, discovering and realizing and bringing clarity with change through these nudges. And it's really going to be guiding you through this time. All right, what else, Spirit? And we have give back. So, you know, during this time, normal routines and the main purpose to serve is all about giving back without any expectation of getting anything in return. And Spirit is really coming in, and during this time, there might be someone in need, or you may just need to give back to yourself, all right? And then we have cleanse here. Yeah, you may be, you know, you may give a lot to a lot of different people in life, and you may just need to give some of yourself some of that as well. And this is a time to, you know, give, whether it be a stranger, a friend, a family member, yourself. This is that time you really want to break out of routines and start, you know, really taking in what you really need to do and what you're called to be doing. If, you know, there's someone in need of some type of assistance and you're there, best believe you were called to do it in that time. All right. And we have cleanse. So cleanse your body, your mind, and your soul. And this is basically taking that time for cleansing and washing and cleaning the house, maybe tidying up the office, whatever might need your attention. And during this time, there will be a lot of different alignment going on, especially with the emotional, physical, and spiritual. So always, you know, keep in mind that when we're doing cleansing, that could be with your devices, your physical self, your home, anywhere that really we spend a lot of our time and our energetic vibrations get instilled in certain areas. So some of those areas might need some cleansing and cleaning to welcome this new energy that is going to be taking the forefront here. Now that's what I have for you for this episode on Friday. We're going to be discussing the next set of astrological transits for February next Friday, along with some spiritual cleaning tips and, you know, some things that you might be interested in for a nice spiritual cleansing. All right. So that's what I have for you, collective. I'm wishing you all love, light, blessings on blessings, blessings in the motherfucking lessons. And remember, be kind, rewind, and I'll see that ass next time.